A Tuscaloosa County grand jury voted to indict a former NASA astronaut for murder. The panel charged James Halsell in an early morning traffic accident that killed two little girls on Highway 82 back in June. APR's Pat Duggins has more on the indictment and what's next for the veteran space shuttle commander.
Members of the Tuscaloosa County grand jury charged James Halsell with two counts of reckless murder and two counts of second-degree assault. The murder counts are Class A felonies, punishable by 10 years to life in prison. The assault charges are Class C felonies, carrying possible prison terms of 1 to 10 years. Halsell was driving on Highway 82 at 3 a.m. on June 6 when he allegedly hit a vehicle driven by Pernell James. When news accounts of Halsell's arrest first came out, it looked like members of the press didn't know what they had.
We are learning new details in another deadly accident. This one claimed the lives of two children in Tuscaloosa County.
TV news reports on the June 6th traffic crash looked like any other, at least at first. Alabama state troopers say Halsell was driving a rented car that crashed into the Ford Fiesta carrying 11-year-old Naomi James and 13-year-old Jayla Parler. Both girls were killed, and their father and a woman in the car were hospitalized. It was 24 hours later that news outlets realized Halsell had a previous career.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis with the Russian docking module, the threshold to world cooperation in space.
The man accused in the deaths of Naomi James and Jayla Parler had flown to space five times aboard NASA's space shuttle. This blast off in 1995 was Halsell's second mission in orbit. The shuttle docked with the Russian space station Mir. The astronauts would test construction methods later used to build the International Space Station.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure to be here, and we're happy with the weather today. It's we'd like to get this bad weather out of the system now so that we have to contend with it a little bit later.
During a pre-launch press conference, Halsell talked with reporters about the Russian customs that he and his crewmates would observe aboard the space station.
We're also going to carry some rather traditional Russian gifts, including flowers and some candy, which is traditional to bring with you when you're the guest of a Russian.
NASA's missions to the Mir space station paved the way to the International Space Station, particularly when it came to docking the winged space plane to the 100-ton Mir. Halsell told reporters how the crew would rely on cameras to line up for the final approach.
In the final 30 feet or so, we do occasionally glance out to give it a common-sense check of the real world outside, but most of our attention is on the camera views because that's what's going to be the truth for us, and that's what we have to fly properly.
Halsell would fly three more times on the space shuttle. On each of those missions, he would be the commander who piloted the spacecraft. Halsell later retired from NASA to work in the aerospace field. The Air Force colonel was reportedly driving to Louisiana to pick up his son from college when the accident that killed Naomi James and Jayla Parler occurred. The murder allegations against Halsell are considered the worst scandal ever involving a NASA astronaut. There was only one incident in 2007 that came close.
Does your client have anything she wants to say?
I think she does, Judge. Come forward, please.
I'm glad to have this opportunity to apologize to Ms. Shipman in person.
Why don't you turn and face Ms. Shipman when you do this?
Two-time astronaut Lisa Nowak faced a possible life prison term for attempted kidnapping and battery in what was described as a bizarre love triangle.
I am sincerely sorry for causing fear and misunderstanding and all of the intense public exposure that you have suffered.
Prosecutors claim Nowak drove nonstop from Houston to Orlando to confront Colleen Shipman, a woman Nowak perceived as a romantic rival. The incident was the butt of jokes on late-night television, but Shipman told the court it was no laughing matter when Nowak tried to kidnap her in the parking lot of Orlando International Airport.
I knew in my heart when Lisa Nowak attacked me that she was going to kill me. It was in her eyes, a blood-chilling expression of limitless rage and glee.
Nowak struck a plea bargain in the case, which ended her career at NASA and with the U.S. Navy. As serious as this incident was for NASA, it pales in comparison to the indictment James Halsell faces. Murder charges and possible life prison terms aren't the only legal problems facing the former astronaut. A wrongful death lawsuit has already been filed on behalf of Naomi James and Jayla Parler. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.